Okay, Teira Or, Vayigash, Memhe, second column. 10 lines into the paragraph. Second paragraph, like 15 lines from the end of the page. Okay, Altreb is explaining the difference between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is the level of Re'iyah. Shimon is the level of Shmia, understanding. The first parsha of Shema is Reuven, because that's the level of the Rotz, the longing, and the going out from the tremendous level of Av and the longing that the person has from the realization how far they are away from Hashem. And then the second parsha is the level of Yira, but Yira is a distant one. And he said, "Vizel inyan parsha shnei shebekrishma." That's the inyan of second parsha of Krishma, which is the level of Yira, like he says, "He shamalachem ben yifta." Look, be careful, lest you turn away from Hashem. Vizel shamar kasta. This is what the pasuk says: "Ki shamar Hashem ki snoa nechi." By Shimon, she said, "Hashem heard that I'm hated." Which is a level of being despicable in your own eyes. That's the awakening from below. In the level of hatred, which is the level of smel decha. Because Shema is the level of b'china shmiya mirachik. He says, because Shema, haim shemaya tishmu, is a level of merachik lahamsha b'chinas yira lemaila. Okay, skip the parentheses. Okay, now we're 5 lines to the end of the page. Vine. Okay, so first pasha is Reuven, the longing to come to Hashem. Shmiya is the second pasha, which is the shuv. Vine. Achan kishmeim emes v'yatzi. V'nechman v'noyim v'neda. After Krishma, we say v'yatze v'nochem v'kayim v'yosha, all those things. Hadav ha'zaleinu, that's the level of Leviya. That's the level of Levi, which is called Levi, she'yilove ishi elai, that my husband will accompany me. Yilove ishi elai, like, God forbid, a Levi, it's accompaniment. V'inyin yamina smola b'nei ochal. Like it says, it's right and the left, and in between is a level of chala, with a chof. The fact that there's a level of yira, of smel, causes the level of elevating oneself. So he says like this, Reuven is a level of like momaila lamata, the hugging of the king Tashem. The person, Shimon, is a level of the person elevating themselves to go up to Hashem, Sarusa de Lasata, and the Bechinus Yilavi Ishi. The level of Levi, Hainu Ma Sha'emrim, the Emes V'yatziv. We say, Emes V'yatziv, V'nochem, all these things are true and strong. What do we say? Hadavar Hazeh. What do we say? What's Emes V'yatziv, V'nochem, V'kai V'yosh? Hadavar Hazeh, this thing. What's this thing? He said that refers to Teira. Shosho Shema'ed Naila, which is extremely high level Teira, comes all the way originating Huva Chochmas Hashem and Teira are one, El Shin Islab Shebedvarim Gashmi. But it comes into Gashmi, it's the thing. When Teira comes down here, the Kinochsidis explains, they learn Teira in Gan Eden. But obviously, there's no cows there, and there's no axe, and there's no. Thing, you don't have those things in Gan Eden. So Chassidus explains, how did they learn Gemara in Gan Eden? So it says, for instance, the famous Mishnah, Chassidus gives a few examples. Shnai Meichzim Betalus. Two people are fighting over a talus. This one said, I found it. This one said, I found it. So what does that mean in Gan Eden? There's no talus in Gan Eden. What did they learn? Shnai Meichzim Betalus. We know, Torah is Panimius, food. Mitzvah Samakif. Encompass the Levushim. Shnai Meichzim Betalus, two neshamas are fighting over a mitzvah. This one says, Ani mitzvah, see, I found it, meaning it's my mitzvah. This one, neshamas, says, no, it's my mitzvah. Or, Hamachna, part of a chamor, the Gemara says, in Bava Kama, it's a Mishnah, if somebody exchanges a cow for a donkey, okay, and then the cow gave birth, And you didn't know, was it before the exchange or after the exchange? Yeah? So hold in over there, right? Whatever the halach is. So over there they explain it. There's a yetahara called parah. There's a yetahara called chamor. You know, a shard, parah is a shard. Not a goring type of personality. Chamor is cold. So over there they learn Torah much differently. So Torah up there is a way above Gashmistika things. Down here, Torah comes into Gashmistika things. No, but
the third and the second and third paragraph of Shema, just one in it?
Yeah, he's not going into Tzitzis now, yes. Because Min HaTorah, Shema is the two parshias. But Yemer, we just say because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chayin him shal Torah lemayim. Shiyor demimokim gavoya. Therefore, Torah is likened to water. It comes from the super high place down all the way into Gashmis. And he says, this is the third level of Levi. And he says, even though realistically, I am not fit to be able to go up and become one with Hashem. And to return the nefesh mata lemaila liyachta b'matzila baruch hu, to become one with Hashem in Hatzilas. Ki mi yale b'har Hashem, look, it says, who goes up, who can go up to Har Hashem only in the ki kapayim, very lofty levels. So the person thinks like this, how is it possible, I'm not really fit to be able to become one with Hashem, I'm a nothing. Alva mikom, okay, nevertheless, hadi erd ein tzav baruch hu mitzad atzmei. Hashem is Eintzah by itself, and therefore Nimshach Gam Lamata. Therefore, Torah, because Hashem is Eintzah, Eintzah means there's no end. That means there isn't a place where Hashem doesn't reveal Himself. Because if there's a place where Hashem doesn't reveal Himself, then He's not there. That means there's a place that so then it's limited. And He said, Shashedim is Galba Torah. And he says like this, because Hashem, there's no difference between higher and lower. So therefore, just like the world and Hashem are all one up there, down here is no difference. So therefore, even though I might not feel I'm worthy to become one with Hashem, but you know what? I could, because it's all Hashem. Therefore, how does a person connect to Hashem? If you think about it, a person is guf, nefesh, abamis, nothing, nothing, nothing. How in the world can it attach to itself to the highest of the highest? So he says, how you love it? How can you accompany Hashem, meaning be with Hashem? How could you do that? He said, that's for learning Torah. Yochel ahamchich erin tzav baruch umamish lamat al nafshi. Therefore, then, you're able to bring this level and connect to Alukus. So Shema, the first parasha, Ruvain, is a level of Alukus coming down. Second parasha is the level of Yira, Yisurusa de Lasata, we're going up. Hi, how could I do it? So that's the third aspect of Birchas Krishna before Shmoneser. Emet v'yatev v'nochem v'kayom, through learning Torah, Hadavar Hazeh, through learning Torah, you're able to become one with Hashem. Because in reality, there's no difference up there and down here. It's all Hashem.
Rabbi, didn't we say that Reuben is not just the way after? It's all of the Pasuk of Zimra, it's the first Birch of Shema.
No, that's, but it's not really Reuben, because that's the level that brings the person to this level of Reuben, which is the level of Av.
Oh, so
there's
just a preparation.
It's part of it. Pasuk of Zimra is to create the ultimate Av of Krishna, V'yahavta Seshem Elokecha, which is Reuben. Hashem is what?
Spoke and create. So right. Everything is a bunch of words.
Bunch of revelations.
Revelation by the words. So on the next word, there is no word.
There's.
How could we say we cannot have cow on upper bed?
There's words of thought. Okay, let me ask you a question. Does Hashem have to constantly create the world?
Yes.
It's not, it disappears. Does Hashem create on Shabbos or He stopped creating? No, He doesn't. He stopped creating, says in the Torah.
He creates in His
now. Oh, So what happens? So instead of during the week, Hashem is, so to speak, creating with dibur.
Yes.
Now, speech, the difference between thought is also letters.
Yes.
You think in words and letters. But the difference is words come out of you. Thought is within you. So during the week, the level of a life of Hashem that Hashem gives to the world, that level is, so to speak, leaving Hashem. Meaning the world becomes a separate entity. It doesn't feel Hashem. It's leaving Hashem. Shabbos, Hashem creates the world with the machshava. So even up there, there's a level of machshava.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Words, yes.
Okay.
So, and you said before, what do they do up there? What do they say?
Yeah, but they can't learn about a physical cow if there's no cow up there.
Well, you could create cow. The word exists.
Yeah, but the concept, how do you have a concept of a cow? You don't, neshama doesn't know what a cow is. The body, the neshama, the body knows what a talus is, a cow, whatever. And the neshama by itself, it's spirituality. How is it in the world that's supposed to know what a cow is? Huh? Hashem created in Gashmias. But there's a ruchni is like a cow. There's a ruchni is like a talus. There's a ruchni is like an object. Even when the Torah speaks about acts of evil, murder, stealing, all that, yeah? What do they learn there in Gan Eden? There's a level of murder on a spiritual level, which is much more refined. But
from the pasuk of Zimra, then it's Reuben, then it's Shimon Shema, the second paragraph.
And then afterwards is Levi.
He goes to studying Torah. So first is Tefillah, halfway in the middle of Tefillah.
Because halachically you learned, you're not allowed to learn before davening. So first you have learning, and then you have davening, and then you have learning.
Yeah, but this is talking about the
in davening itself. So in davening itself, you have davening and Torah. In Torah, you have davening and learning. Each one is part of the next.
So in the middle of the tefillah, we have the Torah.
The concept of Torah. That's the level of Levi. That even in the level of shuv, the way the neshama comes back down here, nimcha bechinas echad. Okay, then my husband will accompany me. That alukus itself comes down to this low level, and that's what it says in Ebes v'yatziv. Shemarich and la'asher alukayim esadaver azeh. To validate and to praise this Dover Azal Leinu Al Veseinu Al Rishenim. It says, if you notice, there's 15 Vovs. So this explains Viyatze, Vinochem, Vikayom, Yashe. There's 15 Vovs, correspond with the name of Yutke. It's all a Pikabola, all these words. So he's speaking. He says, the Emes Viyatze, again. It's coming to the climax of Shemoneh Esrei of Yehuda, okay? But that's why Leah said, Hapam Eides Hashem. Now, after I have the Aveda of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, now I can come to Shemoneh Esrei. But in order to come to Shemoneh Esrei, you need Pesukei Dezimra in the first Parsha of Shema, and then you need second Parsha of Shema, and then you need Emes V'Yatziv. That's why, you know, in halacha, if you come late to show, you skip certain things to get there. But in Kabbalah, you don't do it. In Pichsidus, you don't do that. Because besides the fact, each davening is a certain level of world. You're mixing up the worlds. But in Inyan, you need, in order to come to Shemoneh Esrei properly, not saying the words, to daven, so you need the procedure. It's the ladder of rungs going upwards. You have to go rung one, rung two. You can't go to the top rung of the ladder. You have to go one, two, three, four. There's a process. Because Alukus is revealed in Torah. So therefore, how can the person reach this level of Reuven and Shimon? Through the level of Levi. You love it through the limit of Torah. Therefore, who is the Rosh Yeshiva Mitzrayim? Levi. Because Levi is the level of Torah. Apam Yilav Ishi Eli, the connection, the chibur of the Jew and Hashem is the level of Levi.
You could argue that Yehuda was the president.
He was the president, but not the Rosh Yeshiva. Yehuda was the dean. Achine kol b'chinas. Okay, next paragraph. Achine kol gemel b'chinas. Now, all these three levels of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Ava Yira, and the level of Tiferes. Basically, by the way, that's why Tiferes Tiferes, number three. Tiferes three, right? Third month, third day. Tiferes is the level of Shlishi because Levi is the third level. The level, there's although in the level Maluka Mitcham Shachas Meretav Lebchinas Mamaluka Almin. He says, this is the way Elokus, though, comes into the limited realm of Memalek Olamin, the permeating level, which is limited. Level of Reuven is to awaken the love, like he said before, through his bainin, is through seeing Elokus, and it's the feeling Elokus. To have this longing and the desire. To become one with Hashem. Like he said, what's the level of Ava? To become one with Hashem, closeness. Yira, he says, is merachik, distant. You keep your distance from somebody that you're in awe of. This is not yet the level of Seviv Kolam. Of the level B'Shamay Mimal, Bariz Nitochet Hakol B'Shova. Because in Mamaluk Almond, there's a level of Ava, and there's a level of Yira, there's a level of Ruchnis, there's a level of Gashmis, there's all these different things. In the level of Seviv Kol Almond, the ultimate Seviv Kol Almond, all this is the same. Gashmis, Ruchnis, there's no difference. In the essence of Hashem, there's no difference between all of these. Well, that is a Shar Bechinis. El Hashem Amshachas, Shalias Mamaluk Kol Almond. In the level of Mamaluk Olamin, Aval, Bechin is Yehuda. But the level of Bittul, in other words, like this, in the world of Mamaluk Olamin, there is existence. Because this is this, and this is this. Mamaluk Olamin means this is inanimate, plant, animal, and human. And this is Atzilus, Bri, Atzir, and Asiya. In Mamaluk Olamin, there's defined levels, right? But the level of Bittul, there are no levels. It's God, and that's it. There's no levels. There's not Gashmis, there's not Ruchnis, there's not inanimate plant, there's nothing. That's the level of the Hishtachavosh, that's the bowing of Shmanesri. When you say Baruch Atah, the four times that we bow, that is the level of Bittul. Bittul means Einoid Movadi. There's nothing but Hashem. So there is no Gashmis, there is no Ruchnis, there is no what? It's like some Chassidic explains in the Sheshmit Satfila that he wrote before Bar Mitzvah, by the way, that he explains that it says in Chazal, why do people daven and they don't know how to be answered? They're not answered. You know, the Chazal that say, why do people daven, they're not answered? So he says, because they don't know how to channel the tefillah into a particular level. In other words, if you want the asking for chokhmah, katochainen, you're asking for wisdom, in order to bring alokuz down to get wisdom, you have to know how to channel it. Yeah, I know. It's very nice. We had a Rosh Hashiva, very good Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Friedman. Anyway, so he used to tell us, you should know our problems like you know the Gemara. You know, he was blessing us, we should never have problems. Okay? So it says, Shein Yedim L'chavim B'Shemes. That's what it says. They don't know how to have the Kavanah, the proper Shemes. Therefore, for instance, the name Yudkei Vavkei, Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay, we're not shy to this, okay? But if you look in the Kabbalah Siddurim, I'm talking about real Kabbalah, not so the Baruch Atah Hashem, Chayin Ados, under the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey is a Patach. Because Patach is B'chochma Peseach Shorim. Chochma is Patach. Bina is a Kometz. Tiferes is a Segel. All the Nukudas, the 10 Nukudas, correspond with the 10 Sfiras. That's why the Nukudas are super, super holy. And therefore the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe had Mesiras Nefesh. That when you teach kids how to read, you have to say, Kometz Aleph, or not Abba, Kamitz Alefa, Kamitz Beis Ba. And the Rebbe said, I think maybe the Friedrich Rebbe said it also, that when a kid learns Kamitz Aleph A, they connect to Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, to the essence of Hashem. And the Rebbe, the Rebbe said, a lot of Mesiris Nefesh, because today in modern learning of a language, they don't teach it that way. And no, the Rebbe had Mesiris Nefesh for the proper way of learning Aleph Beis with the kids. So certain brachas have a comet, certain brachas have a segel, certain brachas have a shurik, whatever the chaylam, whatever the chirik, whatever the. So it says that people don't know how to do it, so therefore they don't, the hamshacha doesn't come down. And then he brings down the opinion that says, the person, great tzaddik, said, Ani mispala ladaza hatinik. Tzaddik said, when I daven like a baby. A baby is davening to Hashem. I mean, a little kid is davening to Hashem. He doesn't know chochma bina das. He knows nothing. He knows one thing. I'm davening to Hashem. That level of davening to Hashem is higher than the chochma and bina and the das. Because he's davening not to the Eibishter in Mamalek Olam. So he says, Reuven and Shimon is the way Elokus is coming into the level of Ava and Yira and Sfiris. Ava and Yira and, you know, and Levi, the same thing, Teferis. Bittul Malchus is Bittul. Bittul is connected to the essence of Hashem. So all this, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, is in order to come to the ultimate level of Yehuda. Therefore, Leah said, Hapam Eidas Hashem. Because that level of Bittul is not the level of Mamala Kolam, it's the level of Sevil Kolam. And he says, and therefore, therefore, halachically, Shmoneh Esrei has to be said quietly. Why? Because that's the level of Seviv Kol Olam Maila Maila Bechinas Ishtalshlis, which is infinitely greater than Ishtalshlis Sheina Begeder Hamshach of Hashpah Klal. In other words, like this: when you say it loud, that's already coming into speech, which is limiting it. Obviously, you have to say the words. If you read the words, you're not Yetzer, because there's a mitzvah in the Torah to daven, and you have to say the words. But it's said quietly because it's a level of highest level of dibur, which is malchus, by the way, but a level of dibur that's complete bittul to the source. Malchus is the level of bittul. Less than megamal klum. It has nothing of its own. Veina erla b'shem ava klal. All it is bitul matzias mamish lagami. Vayna b'chinas ishtabchas al cheka via mamish, to go back to the father, mamish, to become one with the father. Liyas ka'ayim ve'efes mamish. And that's al zera muramiz in yirishtachavom. Okay, that's the why in Shemoneh Esrei you have the level of bowing. Why are we bowing? K'mei hishtachavom lefnei ha'melech. Just like when you bow before the king. Is mevatel etzatzmei. Yeah, you have the bittul. So therefore, therefore it says even in Gemara, when a person daven Shemoneh Esrei, he's like ke'eved kamimara, like a serf, slave in the presence of the master, which is total bittul. And that's why, by the way, in Shemoneh Esrei you're not allowed to move, you're not allowed to motion, you're not allowed to do anything, because Shemoneh Esrei is the level of complete bittul to Hashem. All you're doing is bowing. And then Allah told anything in your hand. You know, I mean, there's all the halachas, because Shemoneh Esrei is the ultimate level of bittul. Rakhadei Sheliyaz Bechinazu, which is Yehuda, and the level of Ata, meaning Liyaz Begilui Keilu Neichach. Now, the passage says like this: Yehuda, Ata, Yeduchala Achecha. Yehuda, you, the brothers will submit to. Because Yehuda was the king, so the brothers would submit it to him. So he says, and the Rebbe is explaining the bracha like this: Yehuda, they have this level of bittul in the way of ata, in a way of ata that it's revealed, right? Ata in front of you, that the person is present. You need to have yeducha achacha. You need the older brothers to have bittul to you, meaning Reuven, Shimon, and Levi is only a preparation to come to the Yehuda in a way of ata, in a way that this level of bittul is revealed. And he says it has to be Yiduch
HaChech. Only the older brothers?
All the brothers. But now she's saying now it happened. Shertach Lav Nechila, Bechinus Reuven, Shimon V'Levi. Shebahem V'al Yodam Yom Shagila Adazu. Then you can have this level of bittul. He says, Kibalik Dimas Reuven, Shimon V'Levi. Without first the level of Ava, and the level of Yira, and the level of Teira, they named Shebechinus Yehuda, Shebechinus Bittul Viskalulus, then you won't have a revealed level of Bittul, Shebechinus Gilun. It won't be in a revealed form of Bittul, Alebechinus Helen Vahap, Makif, only in a superficial level. It's not going to be the total level of Bittul. So this is what the Alter Rebbe is explaining. This is why Leah said, "Apam Eidas Hashem." Now that I have Reuven and Shimon and Levi, now I can thank Hashem. Apam Eidas Hashem. But what's the level of Yehuda later on in Chumash? Yehuda Ato Yeducha Achecha. Yehuda, in order to have the level of Yehuda in the level of Ato, that it's felt and it's revealed, this level of Bittul, first you need Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Like we spoke the other Monday night by the class, that in order to have Ephraim, in order to be fruitful in Mitzrayim, means to accomplish, you need the level of Menashe not to forget where you came from. Before I say Tev, you need Tzur Merah. Because if you don't know where you came from, you don't feel the connection to Beis Avi, why he was called Menashe, then you're gonna get lost in Mitzrayim. In order to be fruitful, to be successful in elevating the world of Mitzrayim, you must have first Menashe, then you can have Ephraim. In order to have Yehuda, first you need Reuven, Shimon, and Levi.
Everything's a process. That's why Esau will not have the thing. It has to go through Yahweh.
It has to go through the
normal level.